good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. We are joined tonight live in the studio. Okay, it's just a room in our house, not really a studio. Sounds cool, though. Kayak Kevin is with us.
Hey.
Got my beautiful wife downstairs, manning the board and the chat room, making sure everybody behaves nicely tonight. And we've already got a couple callers, it looks like, so we'll get going on this show. Hope everybody's having a good week. Well, they must be refreshing because they were there and dropped and came back. So, anyway, yeah, it looks like things have been doing really well around here. Locally, fishing has been pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kevin? I mean, I think the only disgruntled anglers out there right now locally have to be the flounder fishing.
Yeah, but that's picking up, too. That's picking up in the middle of the bay where the boaters can get to it, in the third and fourth, and then on the eastern shore where
I have heard some good reports from actually some kayak guys over there by those big lumpy pieces of concrete, if you will. But, yeah, so other than that, it's kind of funny because at the shop people always come in and ask Kevin and I and everybody else what's biting. And I say, well, I'm trying not to be rude because everything's biting right now. Typical summertime patterns here. I think the only fish we're missing would probably be striped bass. Otherwise,
but that's usually typically not a summertime.
Right, exactly. So I'm saying for the fish that we have
time going out.
Right. For the fish that we have locally, they're pretty much all here. You know, if you want it, trigger, sheep, bay.
And now I went fishing last week in the water clearing on this side of the bay. It was kind of marked. So that could give the flounder a little late start. And we had a lot of rain. We had a lot of turbulence on this side. All that stuff. And I'm sure it's clearing up now. I'm hearing that certain spots on the south side are clearing up and starting to catch more flounder. So that fishery, which is our mainstay summer fishery,
sure,
is picking up now. And hopefully everybody will be happy.
So, yeah, so there's no reason to be out there and say you can't go fish for something anyway, because there's plenty going on, even if you want to go out there and catch spot and croaker.
Yeah, and there's plenty of those, too.
Yeah, there is. And
while you two are chatting away, I let Mr. Jay Brooks live, too.
Cool. All right. What's up, Jay? Jay, you with us?
Uh-oh.
He's there. I see his mic's open. Stupid Marine.
He might be doing something else.
It's easy for us to say. We can get away with that. Well, anyway, welcome everybody. We just started rambling about fishing right off the top, and I didn't say hello and welcome to anybody, but everybody over there in the chat room, I see Andy Bukowski. Drew Camp, we're going to mention you in a little while because I have the results from the hook, line, and paddle contest that just happened last week. We got a couple of guests. You can always log in with your Facebook or Twitter account, or you can always just sit back and watch the mayhem go on. And Matt is here from New Jersey. Yeah, John, what's going on, Matt? All of our listeners who might be tuning in tonight live through their apps on their phones, thank you for tuning in. And for everybody who's catching us later on the podcast, we appreciate the download. So, very cool. I saw we had a couple and they dropped. Hope we're not having issues again with the old server, but nothing I can do about that. But anyway, yeah, if you just tuned in, Kevin and I were just talking about the local bite here lately and how well it's been doing, which it's been really good. So we'll cover some more of that here in a little bit and get a couple things out of the way. And the first and foremost, let's go ahead and talk about the upcoming boondoggle in October. That's Columbus Day weekend, Pedro Key, Florida, boondoggle. If you haven't heard about the boondoggle by now, you probably just started kayak fishing and just got a computer and the internet.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle is just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
All right, well, there you go. You can bring your brother-in-law, I guess. But anyway, as the little promo said, yakangler.com/boondoggle. And Hold on a second. We're setting up some extra technical equipment here in the room. This is a live show, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with us. All right. We got it going now.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Yeah, so the Boondoggle. Back to what else. What's up?
Nothing. Just keep talking.
Oh. So, yeah, Boondoggle. Where was I? Lost my train of thought there. So the Boondoggle. Check it out. yakangler.com/Boondoggle and or Kayak Fishing Radio /Boondoggle. Columbus Day weekend, October 12th through the 14th. All right, let's see. We have some more people join us, more guests again. Guests, you can log in if you want. If not, I understand totally. Sound like the dogs? Uh-oh. Hold on 1 second. Live radio in a house full of dogs. It just found out there's a bone to fight over, I guess, downstairs. It sounded like. All right, Arlie just joined us. Rockport Rattlers, Charles Salvatore down in Texas. Welcome. Your first show. Very cool to see you here. Thank you for tuning in. How's everything in Texas? You get that straightened out, Chris? All right, we got another caller joined. Mark Patterson, you with us?
I am, sir.
Very cool. Jay, did you ever make it?
Hello?
Hey,
yeah, what?
Well, Jay Brooks is supposed to be back too. We're trying to get all of our heads in a row here. Jay's on the mic, but he's not talking, so that's cool. He'll chime in whenever he's ready. Well, Mark, we got you on the line, so we're going to go ahead and let's see if we can wrap up last weekend. Chris sent me the results from the tournament. We actually have one of our local anglers who participated here in the chat room. So why don't you give us a quick little rundown on the event. Tell us how it went. I know it's probably a great time. Hook, line, and paddle. I mentioned before I fished the very first tournament they had down there. They do a great job with it. Seems to be growing every year. So what was your take on the whole event?
They always do an incredible job. I mean, it's, you know, Chris and Ryan and then their whole family, their wives were there. And they just do – I mean, it really is a great event. I know it's summer. I know it's hot, but we all knew that going in. And actually – it was a nice breeze. It wasn't as hot as you'd expect to be in July. And there were a lot of nice fish caught. And they do, you know, the food was great. The raffle prizes were great. It's just good to see all those guys there. And as usual, Joey Sullivan crushed us all because he's dominant. And Bob Dixon came in second in the Grand Slam, the Slam division. Bob won the Flounder. Joey won the Slam. Your boys came down, kicked a bunch of butt. Chip Camp came in first in the Trout. And his son, I forgot his name, I'm sorry.
Drew.
Came in. He came in first in the subdivision. So they've dominated as usual. I mean, it was a great event. There were, like I said, a lot of good fish caught. And we're going to have to get you guys. We had a lot of PKA guys down there. It was nice.
Yeah, we'll have to get down. Well, we're coming down soon. We're there, but we'll be coming down in October to join you for the Hook Line, for the Oak Island Classic. So we'll talk about that as it gets closer, but should be pretty cool. It's very good. Looking at the chat room now, two camper dominations. Just because they tuned in to Kayak Fishing Radio, the Double L show, that they were able to come down and do so much. That is cool. It's pretty neat to see that those guys came down. Yeah, I had the full results here. You know, the only thing I got to say is I don't know what it's like down there for you guys, but I think that there's probably going to be pretty soon a bounty taken out on Joey Sullivan, because I know how many reports I read from Philip Rucker with Get Outdoors and Kayak Fish NC, and it seems like Joey's name pops up a lot for winning events down there. And then I see here he's won already. You know, he won the Hook, Line, and Paddle this weekend. I saw the picture on Facebook where they came back home with a bunch more plastic than they left with. So those guys seem to be doing pretty well in your neck of the woods on winning events.
And you know what? The thing about Joey is, I mean, we have guys in that are smallmouth specialists. We have guys that are catfish specialists. We have guys that are largemouth. Joey can do it all. I mean, he really is just – he's a dominant angler. He's a great guy. He won our NCKFA Angler of the Year last year. He's just an excellent fisherman, and he's such a nice, humble guy. You wouldn't even know he was in the room. And then the next thing you know, you're handing him the trophy, and he puts the kayak in the truck and drives home. I mean,
that's why I don't worry about you too much.
No. You know I'm there, and my strategy is I need to make as much noise before the event as possible, because afterwards you won't hear from me.
I'm glad that everything went off good down there. I know we had a couple other people in our area that drove down to do the event, so very cool. Well, we're looking forward to coming down. We'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks. I'll be coming down with Chris, and we're going to be attending the Get Outdoors event. I guess you got me slated up to speak on Friday night.
You're going to have to wait on the Chris part. Still not sure.
Well, we would love to have you, but we do understand it is during school and everything. And
no,
we
it's not.
October the 11th? That's right, August 15th. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, yeah, you're going to have to come down, too.
That's the bedtime, Mark.
Well, that you're about right.
Yeah, so anyway, so when is that? I'm coming from the August 16th and 17th. So the 16th will be at Get Outdoors doing a seminar, and the 17th will be on, what lake is that again, Mark? I can never remember here.
You know what? I'm not sure either. As we get closer to the day, I'll get Will involved. Actually, if I get Will to call in.
Yeah. We'll get, anyway, so then we're going to be doing a demo day, and after the demo day, we're going to do a self-rescue class, so people can come out, which is a topic I was going to cover with you tonight. We'll be having that conversation, Kevin, so maybe we'll touch on that a little bit about self-rescue and things like that. We were talking this weekend about somebody who actually got out of their boat to get back in. We got to touch on that here a little. Something good that everybody needs to learn how to do. Yeah, we'll touch on that here in a little bit. So, well, very good, Mark. I'm glad you had a good time, and you kept us up to speed here throughout the weekend, and thanks for calling. Are you going to stick it out with us for the rest of the show?
Actually, today is my wife's birthday. I have a deck full of people, but I promised I would call in, so I'm off. To go back out there, and hopefully I'll go home.
Well, you go wish her a happy birthday for us.
All right.
What's that?
And we will see you down here in about, 2 weeks.
That's right. All right,
see you guys. Go enjoy
your party. All right, did I get that right or wrong? Did he say his wife's birthday was today?
I don't know. It's somebody's birthday.
Okay. Well, thank God somebody had a happy birthday at Mark Patterson's house. That must have happened. I thought that's what I heard, but maybe I was wrong. Anyway, well, very cool. Did we ever get Jay up on going there?
He's still alive, but whether he's talking or not, I don't know. So if you want to talk about Jay, by all means, feel free.
We start talking about him, maybe he'll chime in. Anyway, all right. So I got one other event to cover. I know we're going to get on some more fishing topics. Past weekend, we mentioned last week that there was a one lure tournament here held by Wild River Outfitters, and the lures were donated by Z-Man Plastics. I believe there was 14 people turned out for the event, and it was a good time. Great day. Couldn't ask for a better weather, that's for sure. It was a beautiful day on Saturday.
Is Joe listening?
Kevin's already thrown the earth stick around. Nah, Joe's not.
I heard the story. Yeah. Yeah. I heard the fun story. It was fun stuff.
Yeah. Now, I don't see Joe in the chat room, but anyway. We'll touch on that. Maybe. So we had a good turnout for the event. I believe it was pretty nice and pretty cool format. If anybody didn't tune in last week, basically that's what you were issued with, a bag with four different models of Z-Man plastics in there, and that's all you could use for the day. So if you lost it, it got bit off, or whatever the case may be, you were down 1, 2, 3, 4, you were out of it. But the cool part was they didn't dictate what
terminal tackle, you could use jig head, spinnerbait, or whatever the case was. Just couldn't pinch it with gulp.
Right. So you just had to use those tapes.
You just had to use those plastics, and so from there on out, for us,
Corey did say you could juice it, but he would prefer if you didn't put gulp on it.
Yeah, yeah. So no spice in it with the gulp, he said, but there's other means out there.
Procure.
But, Chris and I seem to find that the spinner baits work best. We caught some decent reds. Did really well right off the bat. We had another angler join us, and he didn't have such a good day. I felt pretty bad after a while. That was our buddy. But all in all, it was a good event, and I do not. Let's see if I can find the.
I still can't catch a red on still have not been in. All I can catch is striper. We're not. Granted, I don't use it that much, but whenever I do use it, it's up in those kind of grass flat areas, and I can catch is striper.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder why that is. That's odd. Maybe you and Joe should get together.
Oh, I said Joe.
I mean, locally, here's my theory on that, and that's just getting off the topic, but the spinner baits for myself, and like I said, Chris, we did well with them. And actually, most of my good reds this year have been caught on a spinnerbait or a gold spoon, and a lot of that has just been because once it was so apparent on Saturday, as soon as that sun got up a little higher, the little peanut bunker many came out. That little flash, you see that little spool go through, that little flash, and I think that spoon just exaggerates that even more. And the vibration and everything that goes, and our water, like you and I talked about at the top, same kind of emergency.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little more, you know, something in the water for them to find.
And it's a vibration, too.
Okay. You know, a lot of it is the vibration. Here I go again. Joe, no. It's an and Joe again. And Joe. But he was asking. And I pause mine. I let it fall or, you know, I speed it up, slow it down kind of thing. And it's not always the best bait for all the time catching. Sometimes you'll miss it because it is a steady retrieve style lure. So sometimes you'll feel them hit it and they'll miss it because they're not that aggressive.
Right.
So then, but you always have to have, you know, a jig head with a plastic on it, and then you fish that right over in that same area.
Yeah, and that's our working that back.
Right.
But it seems like strikers, but I'm doing fishing when I'm in that area where strikers are. Yeah, strikers right there. In there as much as reds are. Now, the strikers will go through a form of reaction, angry, you know, top water. If I'm pulling across the top of the grass.
Oh, yeah. Thin grass. Yeah, I can put that thin grass. But then two foot, 3 foot range. I mean, it's been great for us. It's been working well, so. It's not broke, don't fix it.
Yep.
But I always had my plastic with my Rockport Rattle jig head and now my new real fast tackle ready to go in case I miss those. Good combination to have.
Well, that's the thing. When I see him coming right up behind his nose and right through, I'm like, all right, thanks.
So, which is cool. So that was mine and Chris. We put our stuff together that morning. That was my assault. I put a spinnerbait together, a jig head with the one of the plastics. Then we had a pop-up for it. So you got it all great. You know, what else are you going to do? It's still left. There's one more plastic in the bag in case I got tore up. So I still had a backup. But we'll get back to this real quick. So I did find the results from the tournament, so I want to make sure I give those people the props. Also, the winner was Christian Mount. I can't pronounce it. I butchered it, Christian. I'm sorry. He got first place with a 23-inch red. And actually, the other two anglers aren't here, but I know 20 and a half and then 19 and a quarter were the other two anglers that came in on the event. So those are the top three. So pretty cool all in all. The winner, if you got a nice TFO Akuma spinning reel set up, I think you got some more plastics. One man who was about the 20 and a half, he got a triple extra large shirt to wear. But Corey took it back from. Yeah,
he was about 170.
Yeah, if he was wet, right? Yeah. Corey made a joke about it, but they took it back from. They're going to get Z Man as well. But one of the smallest guys that entered the event, and he ended up winning the triple extra large embroidered shirt. So that was pretty good. But yeah, good event. Thank you to Wild River Outfitters, Z Man, everybody who helped with that. It was a good time. Everybody behaving down there, Chris?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what you're going on. I got out of the chat room for a minute, so
I was looking on TK. I was looking at the monthly tournament board. It's kind of interesting right now.
The online tournament for TK? It's tight, isn't it? It's real neck and neck race. They got a slam.
Oh, yeah. I know there's a couple of people are hiding a fish or two, so this will be really interesting tomorrow.
Yeah, long tournament. It goes on for the month. Every month, TK holds a monthly fish or a combination of fish. This month's been a slam, so I've been kind of, yeah, been paying attention. There's a couple guys I won't mention over here in the room because they're all battling it out, but I know one angler who's been texting with me, you know, and talking about it, and he's sitting on eight fish to kind of, you know, because you don't have to start at the last fish on the last night of the tournament. But, you know, he put two of his three up. Right, because it gives everybody else the numbers to work for, you know. And in my book, that's kind of a silly way to do it. So.
Oh,
you'll love them. Chris just brought snacks into the studio room. Sugar, Kevin, you know you love sugar. Again, I'm
agreeing.
All right, anyway. Are you on long
term? Google line up.
Oh, that's right. No fruit and vegetables for kayak. I'm looking at the chat room. Sorry, I just drew a blank real quick. Are your tournaments for locals only TKA members? That's for sure. That's a good question. You have to be a TKA member to participate in the tournaments, but we have our vice presidents in the room. I don't think our president showed up, and now that we're talking about it, he probably really didn't show up. Yes. We got a lot more listeners. Jay Brooks in the chat room, but Jay Brooks ain't talking.
That's funny. He's been live this whole entire time. I'm sincerely hoping it's Jay.
Well.
He fished today, but he's tired.
Oh, yeah, he went looking for kings, I saw.
Yeah.
I saw sharks. I didn't see any kings.
I was going to say, I thought I saw a shark.
Jay went fishing for shark, hoping to get a king. Oh, wow. Very cool. So, anyway, we were talking a little while ago about the self-rescue. You know, it was just funny that I just mentioned it because you and I were talking about this weekend, and you did a little trip. Why don't you talk about that real quick, your little trip you did over the concrete?
Yeah, once a month I do a thing to get the people where they have, me and two of the rangers take people out for a fishing trip around the ships. Usually it's Croker and stuff like that, but we had a really good time with that muscle timer, you know, so that was really fun. And, but there was a guy who brought his own kayak. And what we used out there was the old ocean kayak, big jack. So it's a round, short, round, almost like a round boat. I mean, it's super stable, you know, but there's no power for them. But we're only going out the ship.
Right.
So, but this guy, he brought, a larger boat, a higher gunnel boat. And out there, he kind of rolled out of the boat, but he couldn't get back in because of the high gunnels. But he was really trying to get, but he couldn't get. You know, he was kind of a big guy, kind of an older guy. So I don't know how much he's practiced self-rescues, but at the same time, it was kind of hard for him to get up on that boat. Actually, I had to switch out. He got into the smaller boats, and the park ranger got into
Yeah, that's something that, you know, you got to learn how to do. I mean, because it's going to happen not when you want it to, that's for sure. Because
it never really does. Summertime, but
it happens. It happens. I mean, I think
there was a time out in the wintertime this winter. That's the ship.
When it was a time years ago out in the ship.
Oh, well, you got you
went all loose your winter overboard. Luckily, I had practiced, and I think probably less than 5 seconds, I was right in the back of the boat.
Yeah.
Corey was hollering, grab my paddle. I was like, screw your paddle, grab my own paddle. 43-degree water temperature. I was not playing Greg McGinnis and doing any laps around the concrete ships or whatever.
Yeah, you
really need, people need to get out there and do it.
Especially now when it's warm. When it is warm, you can't
get that shock.
Yeah, because when that happens, you want that to be muscle memory. You want to be able to get back to your boat with your muscle memory. When that cold water hits you, you can't rely on your at that point. You've got to rely on your muscles and your reaction time to get you back in the boat.
Yeah, because I can honestly say, and you're right, because I don't remember getting back into it. I remember going over. I remember
ceiling, so I was trying to pick the fish up, and I just kept leaning like the old ladder.
Yeah.
And I got too far over to the side. And,
but, yeah.
I don't remember getting, I mean, remember.
Did you win boat?
I went in,
your body boat.
Yep,
and
I'm back in.
You had thought about it, practiced it, and you knew your body knew what to do before your body.
Correct. So people getting out there and doing that is something that I've always strongly pushed it and been an advocate of trying it. But another thing is when you're going to go out and try to start learning how to self-rescue is to take your boat with your equipment in it too, because it changes a lot of the dynamics. Now, I'm not saying you got to go out there and make a yard sale of all your fishing equipment. You can drag it down, put some weight in it. Take the old rods, you know, just the rods without the. But that was the other thing about. I do remember that in the boat, because when it came back up, all my rods were secured. It looked like a big old spider, you know, spiders come flying out of the water. So, you know, make sure you have your PFD on, even though the PFD is the first thing that a lot of people get hooked up on and properly secured.
Yeah, because that was another issue with this guy. His PFD was a little loose, and it came up over to his neck, and he couldn't maneuver.
Right.
He couldn't maneuver. He didn't. Wrapped around his arms, you know,
and
he just couldn't get down big enough to get on.
So his boat didn't totally slip.
Yeah, so we were able to get back over again, but he just couldn't get back on.
Gotcha. Yeah. So make sure that you're
helping you with this. Who knows if he would have been able to
flip it over. Yeah, that's the other thing is falling out of it and then also having the boat totally turtle upside down to be able to flip it back over and get back in it too. So those are things you need to be practicing.
Like all
center.
Part of that
skill, right? Getting back into your boat. So I know it sounds like everybody's, oh yeah, safety, and do this, do that. But it's not if it's going to happen to you, it's when, because it will. I don't care unless you just totally go out on the calmest days. You don't anchor. But that's the problem. That's what a lot of people anchoring is where a lot of turtling comes from. A lot of flipping the boats because people don't know how to properly retrieve their anchor or set up their anchor to be retrieved. With the breakaway and paddling up current.
Because, the anchoring raises a different dynamic to your kayak and how it ran in the water. And that's what it'll throw you off. You're used to never being anchored and paddling over waves. So that flow, when you get it on anchor and now waves are hitting you, it yanks you. It jerks the kayak around. And that can throw people off. And yes, anchoring is the most dangerous thing you can do in a kayak because it secures your boat. You're not deep belted into that boat. Get washed off in the current, you're away from that boat.
And if you do, that's a good point. You're washed away from that boat, so if you're anchored, you're kind of armed. The other thing is to stay with that boat.
Yeah.
No matter, even if you're having trouble getting it back over, you can't stay with the boat. You'll see a boat upside down floating around a lot.
A head
and a PFD bobbing out there in the middle of the ocean. And you shouldn't, you know.
You shouldn't be anchoring up. You should be fishing alone for one. Shouldn't be throwing off and killing. How to do it in calm water. To learn how to be proficient with it in calmer waters. And know, again, it's muscle memory. You know when something's going to happen, you can absorb or react.
You can feel it coming. It happens. I mean, even at a time when I do my only, hopefully last, but won't be, I'm sure, was I knew it. Because the fish was going away, and I could only get my hands in its gills, and it was just.
Yeah,
picking up the big fish was more important at that moment. But, and then I just would call Kayak Kevin paddling out to me and saying, Lozier, you look a little wet. My fish rested his ass. Take some But I was properly dressed too, so I didn't take any water in. I just had the old, that was before I got a dry suit, and I still had the.
Yeah, and you got equipment. Yeah. Now, again, if people have asked me, okay, what do you do when you're on anchor and you get washed off? Well, hopefully you're with the buddy, because otherwise you're kind of at the wind of the current, and you're hopefully the current going in, and you're going to land at some point, because once you get away from that boat, you're by yourself. But if you have a buddy with you, before you say you get washed off from the kayak on anchor, most of all, your buddy come pick you up and then take you to that kayak. Well, we can't. Both of you guys in that boat are really hard for your buddy. How are you in that kayak up front? First thing you want to do is go and unattach the empty boat from the anchor. Get that to the guy in the water, and then let him get on there.
Very good point, yep. And retrieving the anchor, that's where it happens too a lot of times.
Yeah, because they get stuck and you get anchored and pull too hard, and the current is, you sometimes just sideways. Yeah, and actually, the next, and I'm going to cover that in my next DVD, is pulling anchor correctly. I use my foot as a rudder to keep my boat straight. Because, you know, when you pull, you take your anchor off.
I wish everybody could be here right now, because Kevin has just went through all the motions in the room on the chair.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of hard for radio to get the full effect here, but I'm just trying to...
Because it's muscle mass.
Right.
So many times I know exactly where, you know, how to... And that's what it is. Because when you pull the rope through the anchor chart up the bow, if you're really trying to get your anchor off, you have to bring your anchor line to the side of the boat, which turns the boat sideways. And so when you're trying to pull your anchor up and your boat's turned sideways, it's really hard in that current. So what I do is put my foot in the water and it rudders my boat straight. So I'm pulling it kind of between my leg and the boat, and granted, it's a lot
straighter.
Straighter, and it's a lot of force on you and the boat, but on the current, you're really, you know, pulling like pulling a train, but that's the easiest way to do it, because there's been plenty of times where I've been at the first island and then trying to yank up my wreck anchor and dip a little too hard and it's woo.
So pump the factor real quick.
Real freaking hard to go. You know, it's so fast and scary, but that's what you gotta watch out. And at that moment, what I do is I let go. Let go. Come back around, paddle straight to your anchor again. So just don't. Let go. We all use buoys on our anchors, so we all
flip, get out of there, or whatever.
Yeah.
Come back to it.
Get away from it.
That's a good point too about the buoy. It's kind of hard, again, on radio to describe everything we're talking about, but in case there's anybody out there who doesn't know, but yeah. So anchored up. It actually, it was just, we have a little, I don't know how many other kayak pro staff guys we have here, but we have our little, I'm sure you have your little secret sleuth, ocean kayak page where you guys talk amongst yourselves or something.
Sure.
So we have one for Native, and somebody was just asking that question today, too, about do you guys use your trolley to navigate with your anchor, you know, move your anchor around, or do you actually move the rope with it around, you know?
What's the current? Just kind of scoop.
And what you're trying to do, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to set myself up sideways in a big old current, so, you know.
And sometimes you can. It's not a rhythm. Yeah. And like what was great the other day was I had a lot of courage when I was fishing up in the Pocomo Channel. I was anchored off and standing, and it was cool because I was able to see everything, you know, and it was windy and stuff, but I was able to still anchor off with my anchor trolley dead in the center of my boat and kept my boat straight and it didn't jerk around a lot, and was able to really stand and sight cast around. It was pretty cool.
Very
from a stationary position. So anchor is good, but you just need to be. You need to learn how to do it, be proficient at it in calm water before you get to an air situation. And it gets real sketchy real quick.
Yeah. It does. Or if you have a problem getting your anchor to bite, it gets real sweet.
Yeah. That just gets frustrating.
We experienced that a couple of weeks ago with one of our friends having trouble getting the anchor to bite. But
You think, you're all you guys are lined up, you're all anchored, you think you're all right, and all of a sudden, you're, well, it looks like they're moving.
Yeah, it's
you. You're just kind of bumping along, you're along, wait a minute, your lines are all flat.
That's the first point it is when the lines go slack, something does that. Wow. Trying to check it out, see what's going on in the chat room here. I see Drew said he had to get going. Again, congratulations, Drew, on your win down at the hook, line, and paddle tournament. That's pretty cool. He won it out of a surfboard, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then it looks like him and his dad had an even better day the following day. They went out and fished. You know, it's always the way of pre-fishing and the day after the tournament.
Well, it worked out for him.
Yeah, he did well. Yeah, he did well. So, very cool.
Well, that's tough thing, man. I mean, look at the cameras on the people down there on the boat, on the panhandle, the floor.
Yeah, I got a lady I know that wants to get one of those. How do you, Chris? Chris? She's like copper or something.
What?
We were talking about surfboards. I said, I know somebody else is looking to get one. Okay.
I keep people asking me, why don't you know? I'm doing three things
at the same time. Okay, sorry. What was the question? Can you repeat the question? Got my attention now.
We're talking about surfboards, and we're congratulating Drew again on his win on his surfboard, and then Jenna was just mentioned about, like, the people down in the Panhandle, Linda Cabot, and her fishing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, actually, there is a Southport Anglers group on Facebook now.
Okay.
I've been following them. It's actually quite cool.
Well, you can see what we're getting soon. Catch together.
It is pretty cool. We have, you know, with Native, we got the versatile.
We have
the one that actually has the seat on it. Back out of your way so you can sit down and paddle if you need to.
Yeah.
Or Chris got to play with it at demo day and Appomattox demo day and shoot too. And they're all fun. There's definitely a time and a place for them. You know, you can't always use them, but there's definitely here in our location even some skinny water places you can take it back into. And there's also, you know, people use it for the cardio workout and all that. So I can see us getting one, especially I just saw that not everybody's aware, maybe you are, but OR is this week, Outdoor Retailer Show. So that's the kind of ICAST, if you will, of outdoor products. So but I just saw Woody put up that Native has, I don't know how they did it because I was always told they couldn't do it, but I guess somebody was lying to me all these years. They got the camo kind of pattern going into the VersaBoard brand. So I had asked before, and it made sense to me when I was told that. Maybe they told me that because they didn't want to tell everybody we were going to do it finally. But just the mold, getting that plastic to rotate because it's such a small mold. I don't know if everybody knows how their boats are made, but it's granular plastic that they pour it in there, and then it just heats up. And as the mold's turning, the colors just kind of intermingle, if you will, and then it becomes whatever. You can't see them. No two boats are the same.
Yeah, camo colors.
Yeah, there's nobody out there. So you look just like mine. They can't do nothing to them to make them look similar.
Right. They just kind of basically put stuff in there.
Hope
kind of goes
around. You don't get a glob on one side. All white boat, big brown glob. But yeah.
Because I like you guys, that white camel and that ocean kayak guys. That's really cool. I like that pattern.
Yeah, bring these back. I think it looks good on the beaches. That's my whole thing is
the Airborne Angler Adventures Yak Master Classic to be held in Swansboro, North Carolina on 11th of August. Swansboro.
Square.
Yeah. So, Jayville.
Yeah.
Yeah, down there on Camp Lejeune, but it is a cool area down there.
Yeah, that's why I'm out there on Google for it. It's really cool. Yeah, the islands that are out there, it's a really untouched spot. You know, it's a national island
right.
park type thing.
That's our eastern shore.
Yeah, just untouched inlets, just raw. You know, I love that type of stuff. I love the natural raw wilding.
It is a good turnout, looks like, coming up. So August 11th, thank you, Jay, for sharing that. AirborneAnglerAdventures.com. Very cool. All right, I had a thought a second ago about something, and then I forgot it. Oh, I was going to mention, just before I forget, too. Next week, we're going to have Woody Calloway. Everybody probably knows Woody now. He's a friend of the show, been with us on several different times. But Woody's going to be on here talking about some upcoming Native products. When you know that I have somebody on to talk about Native. But the real reason why I asked Woody to come on is we're coming out with a lot of new boats and new styles and some changes to some current boats. And I'm sure, Kevin, you get the same thing as anybody else out there in the industry. When there's a little word going around out there that something new is coming out, you start getting pinged on.
Yeah.
I call Woody and I crush him out because I was like, you got to let me know in advance if something's going to happen. I'm getting private messages on Facebook. I'm getting emails, phone calls. You know, but tell me about the new boat. I'm like, I can't. Oh, yes, you can. You know? It's like John Otis had to go through with the pressure and all that. So I said to Woody, I said, all right, we're going to stop this right now. I'm just going to have you on the show. And all of our listeners, anybody out there, so anybody interested in the new products coming out from Native or the upgrades to some of our current boats that we have out there, Woody's going to be on next week. Just maybe thankful we were talking about the camo and stuff going on because we got some new color patterns also. And I think I was laughing because everybody calls it urban camo.
Right.
Right. Well, urban camo to me would be like a deli front and, you know, a stop sign and a broke-down Chrysler with, you know, that urban camo. I don't know wherever you're going to stalk around in the urban in the lime green and black camo pattern. Nobody's going to see you walking around in the urban. But anyway, this should be pretty funny. But yeah, so next week, that should be a good show with Woody. If anybody's ever tuned in with Woody before, he'll definitely tell it like it is. But if you got any questions, you know anybody out there that's thinking about purchasing one of the new Native boats or has any interest, next week will be definitely the week to tune in because you can get right to the source and ask Woody any questions. What else have you got here? Oh, Jay's still talking about that tournament. So I guess a Tarpon 140 is up for grabs and a Rob Chi print. And I was looking at our boy Rob. You missed the O there.
Missed the O.
Yeah, Rob's not here tonight either. Well, everybody's not here tonight that needs to be here to defend himself. Anybody's going to listen. They're all listening on podcasts. They won't be back next week. That's how it is. Y'all joking me when I'm not. Well, very cool. Anybody have any questions or anything else they'd like to share? As always, we always tell people.
Yeah, call in, Jake.
Call
in, Jake. Talk about the tournament.
He is on the line. He's live. I mean, unless he really doesn't want to talk, I can see him. That's his number.
Hey, because remember, Jay, the podcast doesn't get the
links.
Yeah, the links.
Rob, John Boyd. You can always call and share your events, too. If anybody's got anything coming up, you know, we got this is a worldwide web show, so it doesn't have to be here in the Tidewater area. If there's anything going on here in neck of the woods or fishing reports you'd like to share, we're always interested. I think that's what Matt was talking about earlier. Matt Crux called in right before the show, Yak Chum. Some of the things we're working on here, we're going to have up on our Kayak Fishing Radio app. There'll be places in there. We're upcoming tournaments, upcoming events all over the world, I guess you could say. So it's going to be links for things like that. People can put up their events. They were going to be having some new videos, too. That's not me. I got a new number.
Huh.
Wow.
So, yeah, speaking of video.
Yeah, what's going on with you? I thought I was going to end it with that. We can start talking about. I know you've been doing a lot of Eastern Shore camping getaway from the
civilization. My main goal is to be targeting Big Red.
That is funny. Okay, so it's not Jay on the radio. However, somebody has Jay's number now. Okay, no wonder that person does not want to talk to us.
All right, you poser.
My story.
Yeah.
Oops.
Here comes a call now. That's probably him.
757. Kayak Fishing Radio, you're live on the air. Who do I have?
Yeah, Jay Brooks.
Why
don't you wait till you get to school? Chris, I thought you were going to give my number out to everyone for a second.
No. That's pretty funny, though. Okay, so that's obviously not you, Jay. Let me mark that out. I have no idea who that is.
It's probably the other gentleman that's from Texas, Rockport Rattlers.
Ooh.
Charles, are you calling? I don't know. I can't get to my contacts right now because I'm using my phone to
do
the show.
Okay, I'm just put it live. Try. Ask.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
21
Yep.
0 area code. You're still on live, and if you got anything to say, speak up. Go ahead, chime in. But Jay, what's going on there, Hard Charger? You're all over the place. We saw you went out today looking for kings, and you got some nice sharks, I guess.
Yeah, the blue water was right off the beach, and I heard rumor that there's kings as well as tarpon there. So I went out. I only had a couple hours, so I went out, caught some bait, throwing out some live ones, and trolled around. But all I got was 3- and 4-foot sharks. So after a couple of leaders, I went ahead and called it a day.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to be participating with this event that you put up?
Yeah, it's one of my buddies that's down here. He actually runs North Carolina chapter of HAL. So I've been working with him a lot. And anytime he has something, he asks me to just let the people in Virginia know what's going on. So he's running this tournament. I think this is the first year he's had this tournament. So he's trying to get the word out there. I think right now there's only about 20 people entered. And I know there's a brand new Tarpon 140 that they're going to be giving out. Chob Roy, Prince there, so so I think it should be good. It should be good. I mean, someone will get a decent kayak, you know, and they're only going to have to beat out, you know, 20 people, you know, plus myself, so there's that.
Well, it's not a shark tournament, right?
No. He actually hates using bait, so he won't allow me to use any bait. So, so it's going to be a... I believe it's a slam tournament. I haven't even looked at the rules yet. I still got to pay, to be honest with you. But I know for a fact that it's all artificial and it's all just game fish. So he won't even let me fish for sheephead. I'll try and get him to put sheephead on there.
Yeah. Well, cool. Give us a call next week. The week after. Let us know how it goes.
That would be an interesting tournament to fish. Unfortunately for us, that's the same weekend as the club challenge.
Yeah, no, and I think it's the same weekend as Oak Island as well.
Oak Island
tournament's not until October.
Okay, maybe I'm mistaken. So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, Oak Island, the same weekend actually had the Boondoggle, the 12th, 14th that weekend, the Oak Island event. So, but before that, we got the, I didn't think to bring it up, TKA tournament. I say that because I saw where Jay said he'll be in 29 palms the week of TKA.
Yeah.
He won't be able to participate. I didn't mean to say that because I wasn't trying to be funny on that. For once, I wasn't trying to be funny, but I forgot that you had next week. He won't be able to attend, but, well... We'll be thinking of you there.
I'm sure y'all will.
That'll give some of us amateurs an opportunity to catch a fish and maybe play something somewhere.
I don't know. I think Kevin has something to sleeve. I think Kevin's going to win this year.
What?
I said I think Kevin has something up his sleeve. I think he's going to win this year.
Kevin, what are you doing this year? Are you going for the croaker thing again, or are you going for the slam?
Are you going for the croaker thing again this year, or are you going to fish for the...
Depends on the weather. Last year, I tried to go for a big red, just got my butt kicked out there in open water, because it was really windy that day. But, it all depends. I'll make that last-minute decision.
that is my birthday weekend, and that's usually when I catch a red down here this that time of year. It's always trying to get a birthday red. I think when is it this year? It's on the 28th. That's a birthday. 28th. So, yeah.
Oh,
maybe I'll get a birthday red. Yeah.
That
was
me
wanting
to have a beer.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get a birthday red on and then win a boat. That's all I need is one.
Yeah. One red and one boat.
No, one red. Well, I'm going for it.
We'll make sure the Pelican gets in the red division and the Pelican kayak for you.
Andy just said Joe will give you a birthday spanking.
Joe will give you a birthday. Yeah, I bet he will. Yeah, Chris, that is. The other Texas number is Charles with Rockport Rally. He said he's trying to talk, but nothing's coming across, so I don't know what the
confusion is. I need lights.
Yeah,
us Texans talk a little slower than you guys, so you gotta slow down a little bit.
There we go.
Hey, what's going on, Charles?
How y'all doing up there?
The coffees that we've had, and all the sugar we've been eating.
I'm gonna come back upstairs and reclaim those gummy bears.
We haven't had a chance to eat any yet.
They smell like fruit. They don't smell like candy.
Kevin don't eat anything that's healthy like that. How's it going down in Texas? Charles Salvatore with Rockport Valley is joining us now. Everything good?
Everything's good. It's hotter than Hades down here. You know, the fishing is still doing well. Matter of fact, I just got an update from one of my angler staff on the coast, and he's loaded up with black drum and redfish on his maiden voyage for his brand spanking new boat. So,
very cool.
Everybody's doing well.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you called in. We're going to have to get you on the show, and we'll talk about everything you got going on there with Rockport and the jig heads and all your stuff. I saw where you were putting in the chat room there. You got everything from big fish to crappie jig heads set up for everybody, so you can do it all.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, since Mark learned there's a new targeted species within walking distance of the house.
I called that first, and anybody knows me by now knows that I do not like freshwater fishing, but Chris and I go to a little local spot here by the house. I caught a nice crappie yesterday, first crappie I ever caught in my life. And it's funny because Chris, she likes to go over there, and I'm glad. And had, yeah, your shoreline, and she likes to go over there and play with the bluegill under her bobbing arms. And, you know, she went to the shop, had her work. Yeah. She enjoys it, and that's great. I'm glad she did.
Yeah, she gets there.
Yes, exactly. But I just can't stand there and bait fishing again. I was digging through her tackle box, and I tied on a little, what's the name of that use?
A rooster tail.
Rooster tail, yeah. I tied on a rooster tail.
Yeah.
And I had a cat. I had to be doing it. I was just casting.
Yeah.
Just to do something, and I threw under a bush. Next thing you know, I got this crappie. I was like, hey, look, I got a crappie. Yeah. So now I'm not allowed to go back fishing with her, I don't think.
Anyway. And those crappie are some tasty treats.
Well, that's the first and only one I caught. They wouldn't make much of a meal, so I let one go back. I didn't catch any more. Put a picture up on Facebook. We don't have a tape measure in the bucket, but I guess we're going to have to get something. So we can. I don't even know what a good-sized crappie is, but it was fun. I mean, it was cool. Like I said, a little ultralight, throwing a little to tail. Something hit it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday morning you were all gung-ho and said you're going to get your own crappie set up now.
Oh, yeah.
We just did a
pro catalog. I was like, well, let me have crappie back there. Mr. Crappie Rod.
Andrew in Georgia.
I'm an expert. Can't even sell crappie, but I am one. You do a lot of that kind of fishing stuff? One or two?
Yeah, we just had an angler in Georgia send us a picture of a 3-pound crappie caught on a Rockport River. So,
wow.
There are some big ones. 3-pound crappie.
Wow.
Big slab.
Very big slab.
Is that up on the site, Joe?
It's not yet. We are about ready to transition to a brand new site, so I'm kind of holding off on everything I'm doing on the old site. It is up on Facebook, I believe, on our Facebook site, our Rockport Rattler Facebook site. And so as soon as the new site's up live, then I've got about a whole bunch of updates I need to put out there. It's, and get it caught up. So we'll be able to support people logging in and even dealers logging in and being able to enter their orders online if they want. We'll be able to pull up the history of old orders. There'll be a lot of cool things that we can do on the new website. Can't wait for it to be up and running.
Very cool. Well, we're going to have to get you back on when you go to Tuesday Night Free so you can come on the show and tell everybody all about your product and actually the whole story behind it, because I think that's one of the coolest parts about Rockport Valors is just you and your wife's influence and where it all started from for the two of you and where you're at now. So we got to get you on here on a Tuesday.
Love to do that.
All right, very cool. Well,
is Jay still online?
Wow. Okay. I'm looking at some of these crops. Honey, you're going to have to go look. I'm looking at some of these crappies these kids been catching on those rattlers. Wow. This is unbelievable.
Guess we're going to have to order some Rockwell rattler crappie jigs. Big, big ass. That's a nice crappie on there. Very cool. So you all go check it out on Facebook, Rockport Rattler.
I put the link in the chat group.
I did. Okay, cool.
I did.
Kevin and I were there talking on the trout and the other stuff, too. And that ribbon fish.
Is that what that guy came in the corner shop that was trying to target there?
Yeah. Yeah.
That came in target?
They're kind of fun, man. I mean, they're crazy looking. They look like dragons. Their face looks like a dragon. And what's weird, when you hook them, they'll fight backwards. So you have this thing pulling, and then it goes pull another way. And comes at you. They're weird. They're really strange. Like you look at them and they're wiggling backwards while you're fighting.
That was the first for me.
And they jump. They'll leap too.
Working at a tackle shop all this time, and everybody come in and ask the target where they were biting or whatever.
It was cool because, you know,
he said duck fish.
Yeah. And the guy who hardly spoke any English, and he was trying to describe, and he kind of did, you know, like,
that's right.
And I went, gotcha, you know, ripped fish, boom, and went right to.
I thought he said billfish at first.
Yeah.
That's right, because he said billfish. And I said, where are you going fishing? He said, Eastern Shore. I was like, you can't catch billfish on the Eastern Shore. But anyway. Crap. All right. Well, very cool. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to let everybody get back to the rest of their Tuesday evening. I thank you, everybody, for joining us. Charles, thank you for calling in. Mark Patterson. You're already gone back to your deck party of whatever form. I think it was a birthday party. He's having a party. That's all I know. So, Jay Brooks, you're coming home this weekend. Is that what I heard? And Jay's gone. We had the real Jay and he's gone. Jeez.
I told him we got to hook him up with some of the rattlers, honey.
Yeah, we'll take care of Jay. We got some. I got some still laying around for him. I'll hook Jay up. If he calls me, it doesn't seem like he's doing too good with that new phone he got. Well, very cool. Oh, he's watching a GoPro video. All right, well, that's all we got. Remember, next week, Woody's going to be on here talking about the new boats coming out from Native and the retooled other boats. Don't forget tomorrow night, tune in to the rest of the week's shows, the freshwater edition there with Mark Wheeler, Thursday night, Chip Gibson, and start it all back next week with Redfish Chuck on Monday. I don't think I have anything else. What we got going on? A couple days in the shop for me. I got two trips Friday, Saturday, and then Chris and I are going to be fishing with a guy who just bought a new Slayer coming down from the D.C. area, Maryland, coming down. So we can go out with him Saturday afternoon and fish with his new boat. So we got a busy weekend coming up, but that's about it for us. Oh, yeah, and then next weekend we got the club challenge. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next weekend. Next, the 9th and 10th is the it's Catching for Kids club challenge. We'll talk about that next Tuesday night, too. It's a pretty cool event. And us kayak anglers have always done very well in that. We fish against all boats up to 10 clubs. And
yeah.
We've never come in any worse than, I think, 7.
I know. That's a trip. It's really cool.
Yeah, we were up there pretty
good. It was unbelievable. Everybody was just like shocked by it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that next week. Cool event coming up.
I'm not 40 short of the wind drum, right? I really can only dedicate, unless I have a couple of days, you know, like I can go jump on this side. I already did my yard work today, so tomorrow I'm going to try to do a little bit of like backwater fishing, home in the fishing. And then Thursday, it's going to blow, so I'm going to work on video. And then Friday, we're going to try to go up and fish.
Yeah, I got a cool one Friday, too. Yeah, we're going to do some speckled trout fishing.
Right? No, I bet I do. Go get the bridge.
No. I got a guy who's never caught a trout. He's actually an inland guy, more or less. I'm going where the trout are.
Yep.
I'm going where the trout are.
So.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night.